You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Now, Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 4 to 6. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. This passage is one of the passages in the scriptures that emphasize the need to rightly divide the word of truth. I'm sure you must have read passages that says, the diligent hand maketh rich. Passages that talks about being hardworking. And in our conventional society, we praise hard work. We make success look like it's a product of effort. It's a product of hard work. Now, if all you read in the scripture is that the diligent hand maketh rich, you may miss out on certain things. Because what exactly does God refer to as a diligent hand? Is a diligent hand a hand that labors, that works very hard? Or is it a hand that works and labors in the will of God? Because when you look at this passage, Peter and co, they worked very hard. In fact, some Bible translation says, we have worked very hard all night. They worked very hard, but they caught nothing. Work, great effort, did not produce any result. So, brethren, great effort is not what is mostly needed for results. He said they toiled all night. Can I say that some people have toiled all week? Some have toiled all month. Some have toiled all year. Some have toiled all their years and have got nothing. You can work hard and have nothing. You can work so hard and produce nothing. Let me put it this way. If you are traveling in a wrong direction, but you are running very fast, will you get to a right destination? No. So effort that is applied in a wrong direction will not produce result. It's a wasted effort. So don't think that by the fact that you are exerting effort means that you are doing something right. Effort has to be exerted in a right direction. So when they had done all of this, they said, Jesus, we have caught nothing. We have caught nothing. Then Jesus now said to them, see, okay, now let down your net. For this side, let down your net. They were like, see, we have caught nothing, but we will obey you. So there is a key here. They said, nevertheless, at thy word. Effort only becomes useful when it is a product of the word of the Lord. When you are in the will of God, that is when effort counts in the eyes of God. Outside of God, your effort is a waste of time. It is in Jesus that effort becomes useful. It is when the word of the Lord has gone ahead of you that you can then labor for the Lord. Because you see, eventually they labored. Because they had to still cast the net, they had to still pull the fish. That is still hard work. But that is not a work that is a product of an instruction from the Lord. God has not called us to labor and exert effort in vain. He has called us to respond to his word. So don't just sit down and think of a work and say, this is what I want to go and be doing. As the Lord spoken, are you being led of the Lord? Many Christians who should have become useful for the Lord, they've gone all over the world toiling and they've got nothing. Unfortunately, it is at night. By the time the morning comes, they will not be able to do anything because the time will be over. May the Lord give you understanding. May you not labor in vain. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.